Something went on here.
This time on TNT.
It's our Halloween spooktacular.
And our highlight reel from Best Footy Forward is Cleaner than Neutrogena into the top corner.
Plus, Jer records voiceovers for the spooky Montana Steakhouse Halloween menu. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
Boom. You're not the only ones that get horny.
Hey, bud.
Here we go again, bud.
Two times.
Our second video podcast. Crazy.
163.
The feedback was pretty good.
It was. It was great.
Hey. People were happy to see Rebsy. Maybe we'll see Henry this week because he's back.
Yeah. It's Saturday. My dad used to watch Soccer Saturdays. Remember Soccer Saturdays?
Did he?
TSN in the mornings? Yeah.
It Wanna seems play? Like there's one guy who does the voiceovers for every single goal in soccer history. He's always up here, right?
Yeah, for sure. Want to have some fun?
You're listening to Best Footy Forward.
Yes.
I'm your host, Hubert Lundrigan. Let's take a look at the best goals of the week.
I'm Filth Hightower, and there's a conundrum amount, a huge amount of goals. Would you like to take us to the first one?
Let's start with Tottenham upon Kent upon Avon. The striker splits the defense as smooth as clotted cream and fires an absolute cannon into the back of the net.
How about in Manchester this week? It's Rooney, and he's done it again. It's like a Templar night. No, it's a Jedi night. It's a Panini shot up into the right-hand corner. What a goal by Rooney.
We haven't seen a strike like that since the Postal Service in 1958.
Giggs this week's as cool as a bomb disposer on the run. You could throw some tarantulas in his shorts, and he's still cool as a cucumber.
Walks in, splits the defenders, but Mr. Keeper says, "Not today, sir. I'm afraid your efforts will be rebuffed."
Kushak collects that like the tax man.
Smoother than clotted cream, spicier than a Cornish pasty, and chocolatier than a penguin.
Oh, what a save. It's please, Mr. Postman, stopped by the divine almighty. No goal.
It's actually, the best part about it is how they're right here for the entire time.
Yeah.
It's very civilized. But then suddenly when there's a goal, they go off.
How about this one? Oh my God, Hamas arrives, emerges like a ghost out of a thick Scottish fog with that goal.
Is that an actual one?
Kayla tries to reach out, but it's elusive as a moonbeam.
Is that an actual one?
Yeah.
Wow, that is a game.
Roy Hodgson guy is like the legend with these like one-liners.
We should play soccer or knock her or something.
Yeah, for sure.
I love when they take British eloquence.
Yeah.
Like, a strike so lovely, it's like the leaf on a lilac.
Yeah. Struck by Bonini. What? Or this one, magisterial strike. A howitzer.
Right. And when they give personalities, yeah. Not today, says the keeper. Good luck catching that, says the striker. Meanwhile, back in the midfield, good day to you, he says.
Keane with some sublime footwork. Can he finish it? Like Mumsy's Yorkshire pudding he can.
Is that a real one?
No, that's made up. That's...
I'd like to see a montage of all the people that say, "There, that one's going to be on the best of the year." Right? Because when those one-handed catches happen in the NFL and stuff,
always.
Those dudes say, there's a highlight for you. See that one on SportsCenter.
And it's always, meta. If a guy can come up with a line like that, it's just like he's hired.
He's done.
Right? He becomes the guy.
Boom, goes the dynamite.
Unless they go over the line, right? They say
Do they ever?
Like, what? Well, there's been guys who've been fired for like saying racist stuff or whatever, like in the line or whatever. Right?
Really?
I think so, yeah. In football.
Can you imagine? You'd probably know the second it happened.
I'm trying to remember. It was the guy that, I forget, I can't remember. It was a New York commentator, and he said something ridiculous and stupid and deservedly got canned.
mail delivery from Rooney to the back of the net, delivered on time for once. Hey,
five stars. Silver platter with pate to Shearer, who's waiting like a stood-up date.
So we just got back from California, bud.
Hey, how was it?
It was great.
Yeah?
There were a bunch of interesting things, but the thing that I found very interesting is we were staying at a property called the Terranea Resort in Rancho Palos Verdes, California. Terranea.
Terranea, I like that name.
Yeah, it's actually just south of Manhattan Beach. You've probably kind of been there.
Yeah.
And it used to be marine land back in the day, and then it was vacant for like 15 years. And so when they built this resort there 10 years ago next June, they had all these seabirds. They had seagulls and crows and pigeons, and they would harass guests and steal their French fries and poo. So it was unsightly and unsanitary. So Terranea brought in a falconer. And the falconer shows up every day with his falcons and
to
owls.
To dial it down?
To run a harassment program. They don't want to kill any birds. They want to harass them to make sure they don't show up. And you can't see a bird on this property. It's bananas.
They just are sitting up way up in the trees waiting.
Yeah. So the falconer keeps his falcons with little like leather helmets on. They look kind of S&M-y or something.
Are they peregrine falcons or what kind
Yeah.
of falcons? So the same ones that reside in New York City, which is like the number one spot in the world for those. And they go like 200 miles an hour on the descent.
Yes.
Just ripping.
And they go up as high as 1,500 feet.
Man.
And he uses the owl because they hunt at night. I think if I have this right. The owls obviously hunt at night and they attack in the nest. So maybe he just has this owl as a pet. I don't know if the owl is part of the harassment
just
program.
Like, full on, just like, okay, guys, get your gear on. Let's do it.
And they can go at speeds upwards of 200 kilometers an hour or something. It's crazy.
Imagine the first day when all the pigeons and the seagulls are like, man, I'm crushing all of these French fries right now.
Just I know. They were living large. But
hey, what's that in the sky? Wow! Coming at them.
The guy who's from California, who's like kind of like outdoorsy guy, but knows every single detail about these birds and what they can do. He lives about 30 miles away, and his neighbors are already mad at him because of the number of birds he has in his house. Like one of those guys.
And that's how he talks, dude.
Yeah, sort of a dude, but like 55-year-old dude. The U.S. government in 1979 stopped using Roundup, and ever since we've seen the bird populations return, I loved him.
He's like the Californians, that SNL sketch.
Yeah, he really is. But I was like, afterwards, Carol was like, wow, you were all in. Because he said, any questions? And I was like, I had like 60 questions, as you might expect.
Did he look like Fred Armisen?
No, he had a ponytail and extremely white teeth, and a hat that had, you know, the sweat on the brim, because he's worn it a lot.
He's working.
Yep. And he also puts, like, a cover on his face when he's falconing, so you can only see his eyes. And
so he's
holds a bird in one hand, like, by one talon, and then bites its helmet off with the other.
Oh, that's a thing, too, eh?
Yeah.
That's part of the deal, I bet.
He was intense.
He was probably looking in the mirror practicing that.
Yeah, because it does look pretty cool.
Yeah.
But there's something about...
Like, he's like, hold on a second, puts on some jam. Like rock.
Some jam on
something.
His face?
No, on his...
Oh, a jam.
On his phone?
He had the look that you might expect, and he does tough work with these birds and stuff, but juxtaposed against like the super easygoing Californian guy. It was a really interesting cat. I loved it.
Californians.
Californian.
Did you take the 5 down from Cahuenga?
No, we took the 110. 110 to the 405. Took the 10 to the 405 to the 110.
Always. What time of day? No traffic.
On the way back, there was no traffic because we took the red eye back because the girls had their Halloween dance at school this week.
So but they weren't coming back for sleepies the next day. That was fine.
Well, they went to school the next day. They slept on the plane and went to school the next
really?
Day.
Really? Oh,
because that night.
Kids can just crash on a plane like it's normal, like a bed.
Yeah.
Just right.
They slept pretty well. Carol and I, on the other hand, not as well. But I'm going to tell you something. We went to the Hollywood Bowl, took them to the concert. That venue, as you know, is unbelievable because it's outdoors and it's carved into the natural mountainside, and it's sunset and it's warm out, and you're sitting in director's chairs in this little box. Like, that's just kind of standard lower bowl seating.
The thing about that is, like, you could go see a crappy band there.
And it would still be awesome.
Yeah, it's like, all right, whatever. Just look around. That's a beautiful place.
But for their first concert, it was all these pop acts doing their greatest hits because it was kind of a benefit thing. So they didn't have to sit through an hour and a half of kind of new stuff to hear the four songs that they wanted. It was like Meghan Trainor performed her five biggest hits and that was it. So they're kind of ruined.
Did you see Mario Lopez?
Didn't see Mario Lopez, but we did see Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. As a Canadian, he represents us well, man.
Sure, I thought, yeah, he's great. Who was the big fancy hosts at that thing?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, like, it was sponsored by a radio station.
Oh.
And it was like, it's Kelly D and Rico in the morning. And out they come. There's some make some noise, y'all. And there was one bonehead. You know, American radio has the dude, the dick, and the dough.
Yeah.
That's the morning radio format. Well, the dude and the dough were fine, but the dick was a dick. As a co-host and as someone presenting information to people, he kept talking over the other two members of his morning crew. It was brutal.
So
it was really uncomfortable.
He just made, like, at worst, you're like, could you believe that guy? That was so embarrassing. He's like, yeah, that's good. I'm going to go with that. Like, I want to make people think what's happening up there.
He thinks
he's Andy Kaufman. But
there was a lot of make some noise, but he also, like, was borderline inappropriate, and it was kind of a family joint, and he's dropping F-bombs, and there's kind of no need of it, like that guy.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Greasy.
But anyway, it was a good trip, man, and I'm happy to be home. What's new in Taggarttown?
Let me think. Lots of stuff going on. Annas and Cub Scouts.
What?
Those. Yeah.
Do you mean Girl Guides or Cub Scouts?
Cub Scouts. It's either or. It's all good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does she like it?
She loves it, and it's the same exact as I used to go. Like
Lord Baden-Powell styles?
Totally. I mean,
really?
It's interesting. Like, the leader is a guy who, like, he looks like the classic, you know, skirted egg, white hair, glasses, tall, but he sounds exactly like Jeff Bridges, like Big Lebowski. So it's really funny to listen and watch. So Annalise went in there and loved it. She had a great time the first week. And they have, like, the wolf head on a stick that they all do the...
Dib, 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 dob, dob, dob. So, did she want to do
run,
that?
They run to the wolf. They're like, run to the wolf. And then that's always like, don't touch the wolf. But you see the wolf head, like...
Right.
Like,
of course they want to touch the wolf.
And it's an actual dead old wolf.
Of course it's a wolf.
Dried up old wolf.
So did she want to
so
do that?
So it's like, stop touching the wolf. And the wolf's just another nin rattler.
Did she want to do that? Or did a friend of hers do it? Or how did that come up?
She just wanted to do it. Because kids from her class are in it. There's a couple kids from her school. But yeah, it's great.
I can't even really remember what we did in Cubs. They learned to tie knots and stuff. What do they do?
You learn about, like, that day they learned about compasses and reading a compass and north, south, east, west, and going to the corners and degrees and, okay, we're going to go to 90 degrees. Where's that? And they run to the gym area, wherever that is at, right?
So that's handy.
That's like you. You're the navigator.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, 180, come on.
Yeah.
Right?
So what do they want for that? How much is Cubs?
I think it's about 250 for the year, which isn't bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, but there's also, they do camps and stuff like that for, you know, but you go and it's kind of cool. And Annalise is right into it. It's fun. They had a little Halloween deal yesterday.
Was that her second time?
Yeah, the second time. And the leader guy was in a Captain Kirk outfit, which is classic.
No.
And the other leader had a toga on. That was like a little...
That's a weird choice. That's kind of a weird choice. Yeah, one leader was a sexy elf. Kind of weird. And the other one was Cleopatra. Like, really? Huh. Do me a favor. Don't forge her badges. All the other cubs in my pack had two sleeves of badges.
Oh, fake ones?
Yeah, and all I had was figure skating and ironing. Because my mom was like, I'm not forging that. Everyone else had, like, rocket science. Like, you didn't do that. But their parents would just sign a note saying, you know, Corey did his rocket science. Did he? Figure skating and vacuuming. How lame was my uniform? It's embarrassing.
Vacuuming. Henry. I'm pretty sure mine was just as bad because I went for like 3 or 4 years. I think I had, there he is. Hey, bye,
bud. Won't make sense on the audio thing. There's Hank.
Hi, Hank.
Hi, boy. Hey. Hi, buddy. Hi, boy. Hi, boy.
What's your dog voice? Oh, yeah, you go kind of babyish.
Yeah, I go kind of baby. But He likes hearing that, doesn't he?
Hi, bully. Sorry. Hi, Henry. Hi, bud. Hi, buddy. Hi, bully. You're a good man.
Getting some nose lickies.
Nose lickies.
He's doing that Ferris side wheel? Face. You know,
hi,
this,
boy.
When they do this.
Hi, boy. Yep. His mouth is crooked.
Hi, bully.
He's a beauty. He is a beauty.
Needs to brush his teeth, though, bud.
Oh, yeah. Well...
So don't forge your badges. That's all I'm saying.
No, I don't. But I think I had like a couple knots and some sorting one or something. I don't know.
Sorting?
Sorting badge. Like, you know, when you like, you know how to organize something.
Ah. And they sell the apples, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that the Boy Scouts?
They did some popcorn sales, I think, for Halloween.
You heard about that Girl Scout who sold Girl Scout cookies at the dispensary in Alberta, right?
Yeah. First day. Smart.
That's so smart.
Yeah, it's a good snack for people trying weed for the first time.
You can't go into a store in Ontario, can you?
There is no store.
It's all online.
All online, and it's all like screwed up because the post office happened to go on strike at the same time. Right. And then it's like 1 to 3 days delivery, and people are like, I still haven't got anything yet. So, like, it's a mess. And did you hear out west in BC, there was like only 9,000 sales?
That's it.
Everybody knows where to get it. It's like,
yeah, right.
And it's cheaper. Yeah, I'm going to spend all of a sudden $500 for an ounce. I could see if it was a store. Out east, there's like, you go to the LC and there's a corner for it, right?
They have bud tenders.
See, that's
someone who's like
going
to help you, guide you through what type of experience you're looking for. And I think in Manitoba, they sold out the first day. They have a shortage. Yeah. And in Nova Scotia, I think they sold, was it $600,000 the first day it was open or something?
Yeah,
Downside was there was a glitch with the website, so kids were actually able to order weed online the first day or two.
Well,
but I think they got that worked out.
That's parenting right there. If you're seeing stuff coming in the mail on the DL.
Well, I think it was like cyber shoulder tapping, right? Someone has a code and you
like
come home and just use their code.
There's just like a drone shows up and it's got a bag of weed.
Drops it in your backyard. That's it. It's pretty crazy, though. Hard to believe that it went through.
I know. Well, they got to figure it out here in Ontario. Because Ford said no to having it all in one place. He said...
Is that why?
They allowed a couple of private accounts to open up places, but it won't be ready until April. So you can blame big bully...
Crazy.
You can blame Doug.
Do you want to see Henry's one trick?
What is it?
Come in. Come in. Come in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, come that's in. Right.
Come in.
They don't bark.
Really? Now you won't bark?
No, because you're holding them. Dogs don't bark unless you put them down.
Come in. Come in.
Knock on the door.
Come in.
He's afraid because he's on the table.
Oh, man.
You got to put him on the floor.
Take a break, bud.
All right, bud.
Pour le prochain épisode, deuxième émission de Montreal Expos Walk-Up Jam. Brought to you in part by Jean Coutu and La Ronde Amusements Park.
Okay, guys, you know, it's almost Halloween, so let's get into spirit. Who's got their mask?
Can I ask a question, Dan?
We only have a few minutes, so...
Can I ask a question, Dan?
Yeah.
I know you're a big fan of Halloween. You like to dress up at the office and stuff. Is it, you're the boss. Is it mandatory?
Listen, come on, Reg. Every single week with you, like, if it's Christmas, if it's any holiday, it doesn't necessarily have to be a Christian holiday. You just get upset that people want to celebrate something. Now,
I know,
can you just get with it?
I guess...
Just put on something.
The only thing I'm saying is, like, I went to the softball tournament, and we had a barbecue at your cottage, and I did the Secret Santa and Mystery Valentine's and all that stuff. And I guess when I graduated from college, I didn't think that part of my job would be to dress up for fun at work day. I didn't think I'd be Julie on the Love Boat, you know?
That's the problem. It's something that you do. It's not something that you did. Okay? We did that, yeah, but we do this. That's something that's just happening.
Well,
so
now you're just using verbs. You're just using different verbs.
Hang on a second here. I got an itch. Okay. I'm gonna put on some scary Halloween stuff here. You
this
guys
is so
ready?
Stupid.
So we can play along. Oh, I'm scared already. Come on, Reg, put something on for crying out loud. Anything.
I'm a spooky baseball player.
That works.
That's all I have to do is wear a hat?
Well, I mean, the Jays are that pretty scary now, right? Not bad.
Oh, sports. Right.
Okay. Now, everybody sit down and turn the lights low, even though it's noon. You hear that? There's a ghost in the bathroom.
It's a sound effect of a heartbeat, yeah.
There's a ghost. And there's lightning. There's lightning now.
Okay. Is there? It's just that I have so much work to do.
Did you guys hear that? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
There's somebody in here. And it ain't us. Come on, Reg.
Yeah.
Be a zombie or something. Pretend you're a zombie baseball player. Come on. Alive
is
hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, react.
Yeah, whoa. I'm a zombie baseball player.
You know what? Forget it.
What? It was actually kind of fun. What actually is that mask?
I don't know. It's some kind of, zombie, creepy. Well, I guess if you have your hair down, you can make it more like maybe a witch or something.
Do you guys have your Halloween costumes planned?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem with Halloween is they get so psyched early, and it's Jack's birthday on Halloween, so that makes it even more exciting. Although he doesn't like a big bash, they want to go to the big spirit places, you know, like the Halloween Superstore joint that have the setup of all the walkthroughs and all the fancy, you know, animatronics and stuff going off, right? So it's pretty cool. So they went in like the end of September and picked out stuff.
And now they've changed their minds?
Yeah, they did a little bit, but no, actually they were smart to keep them put away, and I think we're good. But usually they would change their minds. But if you go into that place now, like, or even last weekend, it's like all the place with the empty walls, right? And there's nothing left.
It's pretty
like,
picked
over. You
gotta
over. Get that stuff early. Yeah, even though like you want to change your mind, you go back and there's like a couple Power Rangers and, you know, a Gangnam Style suit.
Well, you know, we were going as the four characters from Wizard of Oz, right? And
yeah,
we went to the school dance the other night, and Indy's the Tin Man, Shug's awesome. Dorothy, Carol's the Scarecrow, I'm the Lion. But not many
Did
parents
you get a
dress
pic of it?
Up.
Nice pick.
Got pics of the girls for sure. But if I'm standing around in the hallway where all the dads are chatting, I'm dressed like the Cowardly Lion, and everyone else has like a jean jacket on and a Hortons. And I look like a gearbox. Did you go to, like, does your kid's school have a dance?
What?
It's doobie-doobie-doot-doot-doot over again. Like, oh yeah, Jonavision was here in a big Cowardly Lion costume. And the worst thing is, when I'm not with the Scarecrow and the Tin Man, people are like, what even are you?
It didn't give you any courage, did it?
No, I just look like a portly zoo animal. Standing by myself away from my squad.
Look like a bad used car salesman.
Yeah.
It's like,
hey guys.
There's a body in the trunk.
When people are either trying to pretend that I'm not wearing a costume or acknowledging it, and I can't decide which is better. The things we do for love, bud.
Okay, how about we go into like a Halloween, you know,
party?
Like the walkthrough thing? No, the walk. Where it's like stuff all over the place, but we're a couple and we started fighting.
Okay, are we in costume or we're looking for costumes?
Yeah, let's be in costume, like at the haunted house or whatever.
Been looking for a reason to wear this guy. Who's that? Who is that? Is that Saddam?
No, I don't know who it is. It's kind of like Walter Matthau.
A Walter Matthau mask.
It is Walter Matthau mask. It's like,
it is?
It's so intricate around the eyeballs that it like pokes you in the eye.
So is it like, is that Dennis the Menace's dad?
I think it is, yeah. Like, you get out of my backyard, kid.
Yeah, he was the neighbor, maybe.
Get out of my backyard, Dennis, you little bastard.
Colin, you know I don't enjoy Halloween much, and you dragged me to this party. Can we go?
What? I mean, it's... We just got here. Can
you know
we
I
go?
Get very scared in these things. My ears are especially sensitive to spooky sounds and sibilants.
Oh, look at that thing.
What is it? It looks like a bat, but I don't think it's part of the display. I think it's real.
Is that real? Oh, it's not!
Stop scaring me and making me sibilant.
I'm not scared.
Yes,
I didn't
you
do
are.
Anything.
I'm serious.
I did not. I didn't do
seriously
anything. You're
trying to scare me into
Listen,
sibilance.
We're just trying to go to this stupid thing, and you're wrecking it again.
I'm not wrecking it. I put on the bear costume, like you said. I drove all the way here. We're out near the
How do
high
we get
house.
Out of here?
It was closed by
Listen.
The time we got here. I couldn't even get new mittens for the winter. Halloween is stupid.
How do we get out of here? I don't give a shit. Let's get the fuck out of here. I'm sick and tired of this.
I told
Let's
you
go.
To keep track of
how do
we
get out of
got
here?
In here. How do we get out? You said... I told you to tie dental floss to the car door handle so we could follow our own way back, and now we're lost. And I'm sibilant, and
get
I'm
away from
scared.
Me. Listen, how do you get out of here? How do we get out of here?
Oh, you think the zombie working here with a chainsaw is going to tell you?
I don't care what the hell's going on. I want out of here!
There's listen, something Leslie, especially you're really... weird about your beard under the mustache on the mask. It's really freaky.
How about this one? This guy, like, hey, kids. Hey, kids.
You should wear that when you any give out candy out on there? Halloween.
Any kids around here?
Ew.
Hey, is that a bear?
Hey, did you see the video of the grizzly bear attacking the black bear cubs? It was intense.
Should I turn down the jams here?
Yeah?
This is Jack's costume. Pretty good, huh?
What is he going as? Walter Matthau?
No, I guess it's just like an old man that has his hair dyed.
I'm going to confess something, Jeremy. I think because I dress up a lot in my work, the idea of dressing up at Halloween doesn't particularly appeal to me. I don't enjoy it.
It's just a mask.
No, don't get me wrong. I'm enjoying your mask. But for me to put on a costume and go out at Halloween, there's not much of a kick.
Well, no, I know. I don't get a kick out of it either, to be honest. I just like it, the kids doing it.
Are you guys staying home to give out candy? Or does one of you go and one of you stay? Do you have an honesty bucket like we do?
We break it up. We'll have a little shakedown party with Jack at like 6 o'clock, and then we'll go out for 45 minutes to an hour around the neighborhood at 7:30 or whatever.
Do they pack them in pretty good in your street? Because there's lots of houses close together.
It depends on the year. Like last year, it was awesome, and then the year before that, it was crazy. A little more light here. Hey, I'm like. Here, get a little. Oh, there we go. That's perfect.
There he is.
Hey, a little brighter. It was a little dark there, I noticed there. Jerry Todd from SCTV, remember? Rick Moranis?
Yeah.
He used to do that. Oh, we got a problem with the video. Here, let's fix that. And it changed, and all of a sudden there'd be contrast. Anyway, it depends on the year. Some years it's banging, some years it's like. You know, we get 6 kids. I hope it's good this year. It also depends on the weather. Last year was oddly slow for some reason. I don't know why. But
curious.
I'm hoping it's banging this year. Yeah, it is curious.
Hmm. We've had one trick-or-treater each of the last 4 years. We leave an honesty bucket. Yeah, there's one thing gone. It's Indy's friend Sadie.
You have to go to a populated area. Do you rip into like a suburb of Truro?
Well, usually what we do is drive them around to friends and aunts and grandparents and assorted, you know, kind of family folks. But this year they'll probably want to go with their friends. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
What do you think of my costume, Gary?
I love that. That's like Skipper.
Yeah.
If I put this like this, does it look like a bald cat?
Yeah. Oh, you're the professor.
I'm a 1930s construction guy.
I like when two people go together as completely different references, like they're not in sync at all.
I'm a bonehead, get it?
Oh yeah, right. I'm a ship's captain, yeah. And I'm a prospector. So I am
and I'm Gilligan, the bonehead.
Little buddy,
that's totally.
You
look like a young Alan Hale.
Do I?
Skipper from Gilligan's Island. Yes.
I look like I'm wearing the captain's hat, like ironically.
Here, I need to move the hair back so I could be like some corporal in the army for you.
It actually kind of suits you.
This thing?
Yeah. I sometimes wear this captain's hat around driving the kids places. It's not that creepy. Out there.
It's not out there, not unlike wearing a toga to the scouts.
Yeah, I guess. Night. It's in the same pocket, isn't it?
Oh, wait. Maybe if I do this is better.
That looks great. Is that a babushka?
Kinda.
We need to describe.
I take a long walk from Russia to get here.
We need to describe audio so people listening can understand what you're doing. Jeremy puts on a babushka. Hey, I had my heart racing pretty fast yesterday. You want to know what happened? I was driving down Arthur Street in Truro. And there was this car, one of those like Chrysler 300s or something ahead of me. And the window rolled down, some vape smoke came out, and a guy chucked his Tim Hortons cup out the window right onto the road. And it was half full.
Was this 1980?
Yeah, well, it was like one of those kind of gangster cars that you might rent. Chrysler 300 looking mask. So without even thinking about it, it was half full, so it kind of spilled out onto the street. So I high-beamed the guy, like as if to say, who does that? Who litters out the window, period, let alone greasy. In town, in traffic? That's so greasy. And then I pulled up alongside, and I gave him a, come on, like one of those kind of faces.
Yeah. With the hat on? Did you have the hat on?
No, I didn't. But I was driving my vehicle, my work truck, so it has my company logo on it, and there's only kind of one or two of them around town. And the guy that was in the car was really scary looking, and his friend was scary.
Oh, no.
And they had a couple guys in the back, and suddenly I was like, wow, this could escalate really fast. So you just kind of pieced? Well, I just kind of pieced and went the other way. But man, that boils my hump.
Yeah, well, you don't want to get yourself croaked.
I know, but the...
over some idiot.
The thing about it is, you're actually using energy to be a D-bag. You're going out of your way to be a moron.
I know.
And that just gets me fired up.
Okay, how about I look a little bit, you know who I look like right there?
Who?
I look like Joe Vanelli.
Yeah, you kind of do. Do you want me to be a lady?
What's going on?
I grabbed one of Carol's wigs. You can check it out. You can hit on me.
What do you think? I got a half a day to get to the hockey rink to check out the babes. Whoa, who's that?
Hey, is that
What's
you,
your
Joe?
Name? Yeah, that's me, Joe. Is that
hey,
you,
where's
Lina?
Gino? Where's Gino tonight?
Oh, forget it. No, Gino's working. He's doing some kind of benefit or something in Nashville.
When's he coming home? Do you know?
I think he's gone for like 6 months or something.
He's gone
what
for
do you
that
say?
Long?
What are you doing? You wanna grab a drink over there at the bar? You want to play hockey later or no?
No, I was just thinking last time I bumped into Gino at Muffins, he was like, you should give me a call sometime. So I'm just kind of surprised to hear that he would leave town without even letting me know, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, you know? Sometimes he doesn't even call me back.
So Joe, what are you doing? Are you still playing music?
Yeah, I'm writing all the time. Didn't you hear the new single? I wrote that song.
So, do you still play
Gino
with Gino?
Do I play with Gino? I write Gino's songs for Gino. I'm on tour with him every day.
Gino Vanelli? Like the same Gino?
You know what, Lina? I think I've had enough time talking to you right now. You know what?
Oh, so
you
want
to talk to Gino, you go call Gino yourself. How about
still
that,
have
all right?
Management
go fuck
problem
yourself,
then, huh?
Lina.
Joe, you haven't
sick
changed since middle school.
I'm sick and tired.
Don't
I'm
pass out, because I remember what happens when you get angry. You pass out. Wow. It's still to happen, Sen, huh? No wonder I'm more interested in Gino.
Go fuck yourself, Lina.
He passes out pretty easy these days. I love this girl.
I just
She's
wanted
a girl
to talk
to
her. All
hey,
she
Joe.
Wants to do is talk to Gino.
Can you tell me where Gino is? Because ever since we went to my grade 5 prom, I always knew that he was the one. And maybe life would take us apart, but we always said, if at 50 we're single, we would settle down together. It's just so weird.
I tell you, Lina, is it my ears? Is that what it is? It's my ears, isn't it? You don't like my ears?
No, it's not. It's that you're less charming, less talented, and more angry than your brother.
You know what? You want to talk about me? You want to keep talking about me? Look at that hair you got on your head there.
Looks like a goddamn raccoon got killed and got draped on you.
Well, that's nice, Joe. And you wonder why you're single, huh? Can I have a very honest conversation with you? Well, you've been cutting me up.
All you want to do is talk about Gino, and then you stop making fun of me. Well, actually, I said, what do you think of my fucked up ears? But your hair's pretty fucked up, too. I mean, come on. Looks like
you didn't
even
wash it. Can I be very honest with you?
Wash it or
you would be wise to grow hair this long to cover your ears. Let me be very honest with you, Joe. Your pants are too tight. Your morals are too loose. That's the problem with you.
That's okay. You wanna go to the bathroom?
Well, if Gino isn't coming home for 6 weeks, I guess I don't want to be entirely alone.
You know what?
I call it practice.
Let's do that. Because, I mean, if anybody knows the Vanelli, it's one of the Vanellis himself, eh?
Okay, but this is a one-time only thing and no telling Gino.
Gino doesn't even want to hear about that stuff, especially with you, Lina.
Well, let's take a break, bud.
All right.
I hate my job, all my rich friends, I hate everyone at the bitter end. Nothing turns out right, there's no end in sight. I hate my life.
Okay, Kevin.
Way!
Thanks for coming in.
Oh,
we appreciate you
I'm
doing
Kevin?
These voiceovers for us for our Halloween spooky
no problem.
Lunch. You know,
no
at Montana's, this is a bit of a tradition, and every year we just try to have some fun with Halloween. So I'm hoping I can rely on your improv skills to kind of make some of our dishes sound kind of spooky. Okay?
Perfect.
So let's
sounds
just
good. Yep.
we'll just riff on a few of the things on our menu. And I just want to hear them sound
okay.
like kind of, you know, not we don't want to scare people, obviously, but it is Halloween and we do just want to kind of have a bit of fun with that. So apple pecan salad. What comes to mind, something that could kind of like, woo, that?
Like apple pecan salad. Oh!
Okay.
Like, how's that?
I like, it sounds like you were actually murdered in the middle of the salad. Like I said, again, we don't want to scare people. So,
okay.
So let's just try just
yeah,
apple pecan salad.
A
little bit scary, but just a little less like, oh dear, what actually happened to him? Anytime.
Okay. It's the apple pecan salad! Ah!
Okay.
How's that?
I think that's good. So what I'm going to do is we'll record a bunch and then I'll just make a montage in the business. That's what we call it when you kind of layer them over one another. So apple pecan salad,
okay.
That was good.
All right.
Lunch-sized mac and cheese. What do you think?
Lunch-sized mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, get yourself some of that lunch mac-sized chicken. Oh, oi!
Oh, I see.
What was it? Lunch-sized mac and cheese. Oh, okay, sorry, I get it. I got it.
Can we try it again?
Get yourself some of that lunch-sized mac and cheese. Oh, oi!
That had kind of an Energizer battery
is that,
thing. But also
okay.
It had kind of an, it was more MMA. What could you, is there any way you could say lunch-sized
oh,
mac and cheese
yeah,
where it
Italian.
Sounds like you're gargling blood? Like kind
okay.
of a,
let me try that.
Try that.
Lunch-sized mac and cheese.
Perfect. That's perfect. Now we're going to move on to
is
some of the starters.
For?
It's our this is our
okay.
spooky lunch, remember? So double dusted chicken wings. Like maybe with a bit
double
of a
dusted
in the middle of it.
Double dusted chicken wings.
Okay, so on double you're happy, dusted you get an arrow to the heart. Chicken, you realize that you're going to perish. And then wings, like, is your last breath.
Double dusted chicken wings.
I think we got it. That's perfect.
Okay. I'm glad, you know, Glad I can help you if service, you know, this is really what I do.
No, it's great.
You hired the right guy.
Four cheese spinach dip, but you've just been stabbed. Four cheese spinach dip, like a...
Oh, like I've been stabbed before I said that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Four cheese spinach dip.
That's perfect. Nice. This one, I have high hopes
for. It's interesting that we kind of... I was kidding around with that whole, like, murder thing, but we've really kind of adapted
it. Yeah, we have.
I thought we were going to do spooky sounds and stuff.
Well, we're going to do ghost sound on crispy bacon potato skins. But I think you can add a few O's to the end of potato, like potato. Crispy bacon potato skins. Look kind of like crispy, like up there.
Like Paul Bear?
Yeah, exactly. But not so close to Paul Bear that we could be sued.
Crispy bacon chicken wings.
Okay, it's potato skins.
Ooh.
Oh, see, that's the pocket right there. Can you start on a ooh, like a ooh, but a ooh.
Crispy bacon potato chickens?
Potato skins. Crispy bacon potato skins. CBPS.
Crispy bacon potato skins. Crispy bacon potato skins.
That's nice. Now take the whole thing and move it up an octave and then scream in terror at the end.
Crispy bacon potato skins.
I think that's perfect.
Okay, I'm glad. You know, like I said, I mean, I have a bit of a headache from that one, though.
Okay, I'd like to hear Buried Alive. You're buried alive. Barbecued chicken lettuce wraps. But you're actually in a casket 6 feet underground.
I've been buried for a bit here. Or
well, how
I
about you come
just
to?
Freshly buried?
You discover that you're buried just 6 feet under.
And it's buffalo what?
Sorry, it's barbecued chicken lettuce wraps.
Barbecued chicken lettuce wraps. Barbecued chicken lettuce wraps. That sounds pretty tasty, actually.
Oh, they're great.
Okay. Barbecued chicken lettuce wraps! Should I claw the walls with my fingernails?
Would you mind?
Barbecue lettuce chicken wraps!
Oh, that's nice. I think I can flip those words in post. Now, this one's a little weirder. Starter seasonal feature soup. Right? So maybe we haven't done a zombie.
Okay.
So maybe like zombie. Maybe your job doesn't ever close. Like kind of this sort of thing.
So what is the...
Starter seasonal feature soup.
This kind of thing, a zombie?
Yeah, like, you know, like you're a wide mouth
fan. Starter seasonal vegan soup.
That was great.
Starter seasonal vegetable soup.
Okay, got one, two more for you. Pulled pork nachos. Imagine you're in the shower and someone rips the curtain open and you're terrified. Just pulled pork nachos, one of those.
Pulled pork nachos!
That's really nice. And the last one is, and I think this is self-explanatory, fall off the bone ribs. Just like fall off the
bone. Fall off the bone ribs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like fall off the bone ribs.
Yeah, that's good. One more of those.
Did that sound folly?
Yeah, but like your mouth is like sliding off the side of your
throat. Fall off the bone ribs.
That's really nice.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much. I think the spooky
Thank
Halloween
you.
Lunch
you
in
know
Montana's
what?
Is in good shape.
Honestly, the direction was everything.
Well, thank you, sir. Thanks for coming in. Hey, we'll see you back here for our Christacular, our baby Jesus December lunches. That was good, Jer.
I'll be here. Hey, was that fun? That was like...
was super fun, and that's not easy to do, take that kind of direction. I've told you before, I did an episode of American Dad, right? And I like to think of myself as...
Oh, that's right. It was like one line was like insanely different every... Yeah.
I like to think of myself as having a pretty good ear, and I was just not getting it, and they were not explaining it. And it was one of the weirdest experiences of my life. But you realize in those animated things and in voiceover, I had a voiceover agent for a while and auditioned 400 times and never booked a single thing.
That's I did too. Actually.
Did you?
Same thing. Yeah. And I was like, I think I was really great. And like nothing ever.
Well, they always say, you know, we're looking for kind of guy next door, friendly voice, that kind of read. And then when it comes out, the all new Saturn VUE.
I did the same. It got to the point where it's like, I stopped answering the email for the auditions. Like, you know what? I'm sick of like driving downtown, waiting for half an hour, saying 10 things and then leaving and then going all the way back home.
But Hugh Dillon, who you know from Headstones, was the voice of Chevy Canada. And I think it was $150,000 a year. And I think the only condition was that he couldn't do voices for any other product. No problem.
No problems, man.
You know what we should do? We should do spooky Halloween product placement theater. So you put on some music and we have to tell a story, but you have to incorporate the name of some products that have sponsored it in a way that's hopefully seamless.
Yeah, so we just need some like Halloween jams.
Good one.
It doesn't even have to be jams. Just sound effects. Ooh, that's scary already.
Spooky. Who's going first?
You go first.
Okay.
Once upon a time, there was a pumpkin. But this was no ordinary pumpkin. For this pumpkin had magical powers. You see, inside this pumpkin was Lindor balls. The pumpkin was discovered by a group of children in a field whose mother was watching from not too far away in a 2019 Nissan Qashqai with all available features, including leatherette seats, AM/FM radio, and a third row seating. The kids excitedly climbed back into the Nissan Qashqai with their pumpkin and shared the chocolate Lindor balls that they had discovered. The mother asked them to explain what else they saw as she drove to Swiss Chalet Chicken Rotisserie, where each of the children got a quarter chicken dinner with rice, fries, or substitute salad for 99 cents. Salad dressing extra. When all was said and done, they went home tired, tummies full, in their 2019 Nissan Qashqai, and climbed onto their Sealy Posturepedic mattresses and called it a spooky night.
Nice job.
Whew.
But so it's like, you're just trying to fit as many different things.
Like there's like obviously sponsors in this terrible story, and you gotta jam them in somehow.
Oh man, that's good.
It's using your is it Lord of the Rings voice?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Oh, what's that? Why, it's your soul, of course. What does your soul want before it's been taken by the new Bose speaker system that sounds so haunted that your soul will be stolen from you? What's that as you get into your luxurious IKEA chair, as you say, sitting beside some hummus by Sabro? Sabro always makes the finest hummus to sit in your IKEA chairs. And maybe you're watching your fresh Samsung 100-inch television screen while also getting some Lay's chips. What's that sound from the microwave? Oh, it's Orville Redenbacher calling again with his buttery, wonderful-sized popcorn for you and your mate to share.
buttery Orville Redenbacher popcorn. I made some last night.
You did?
I make that stovetop stuff. Not the Jiffy Pop, but the Orville Redenbacher OG kernels in a thing.
The alien-sized head that gets all crazy?
Yeah, no, not the Jiffy Pop. My method is you have to put 3 test kernels in, and then when they pop, you cover the bottom with kernels.
Then you're all set.
Then you're all set.
And then, like, do you do it till the top's rising, or are you like, no, it's like 3
quarters? Oh, yeah, the top's rising. I usually...
Oh, the top's rising.
If it's a big order, I usually have a lidsman there,
Remember Jiffy Pop?
Yeah, of course.
Is it still around?
Yeah. They sell it at campgrounds. Yeah, sure they do.
And you can just burl it, and it gets all burling, and then it gets the big thing.
That's it, bud.
You pop it open.
That's it. You pop it open.
You pop it open, and the guy that has his face above it is like, Aah! Like it's insanely on.
Yeah, but inevitably, kernels fall onto the burners and burn, right? There's always, like, it's going to smell like something was burnt anytime you get your Jiffy Pop on.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, you know what, bud?
Yeah, it's more old school.
Let's take a quick break.
Yeah, take a break?
Bam, bam, bam! That orange one?
Hello.
Trick or treat, Mona. Guess who?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Isn't this great? Oh my. Got a lion costume and I got one for my dog, too. Look at his tail. Funny.
Lionel.
Yeah?
Like every year with the lion.
It's kind of funny, no?
You're 45. This is like not funny anymore. It was funny maybe 10 years ago once.
Well, yeah, but a kid lives inside me. I'm just
No, but the
trying to stay young.
This is the third dog doing this.
Yeah.
Same bit.
So what?
I'm just saying it's over is what I'm saying.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
You don't want to see what our tricks are.
Yeah, the trick is we're done.
What do you mean?
We're done. You and the dog, you can take the dog too. I've had it. It's just, there's more than this whole thing you got on, but I'm telling you.
You're really doing this? You're really breaking up with me on Halloween, my favorite holiday?
I'm sorry, but maybe you'll stop doing this from now on. With this.
Well, that's real nice, Mona. Because I drove over here in my lion costume.
This is good for you, though.
I put Travis in his costume.
Yes, don't do this anymore.
We did this for you. What kind of monster breaks up with someone on Halloween? It's my favorite holiday.
Find someone else and don't do this anymore. God help them and you. Goodbye,
Lionel. Now we
look
like a couple idiots.
Get out of here. I've had it. I'm not even going to shed a tear. The poor dog doesn't care either.
You know what? We're better off without you then. If you can't see that life is about having a little bit of fun, putting on a costume from time to time, what's the big deal? It's
one day
a year.
One, maybe 2-3 times, but like 10. And I'm sure you're doing it next year too.
Oh, you better believe we are.
Yeah.
You better believe we're getting dressed up next year. I don't even do it for me. I do it for him. Because he clearly loves it.
No, he does not.
Yes, he does.
He's so annoyed. He hates it.
No, he doesn't. Look how funny his tail is. Isn't that funny?
Look at how much he hates it.
He doesn't enjoy it. He doesn't really
enjoy
it.
Look at him, though. Look at him. He's like, come on, let's just hang.
He won't even pour some sugar on me.
No.
That's how mad he is.
No licks. Okay, take it off. Take it off now and then show that he'll lick you with it. The difference. I love it.
It's coming off.
It's like the dog whisperer style.
It's coming off. Like Cesar Chavez?
Yeah, and then we see the difference.
Let's take it off, bud.
You're a good boy.
He's the best.
You're a good man. He's very tolerant.
Yeah, he wants to just hang out and sleep.
Yeah.
And, you know, grab some food. Run around a bit in the backyard.
Do what dogs do. Oh, so you're not getting a tiny costume for Rebsy?
He has a couple.
There he is.
Hey, now let's see if he gives
Hi,
you a
Hi, boy. Hi, buddy. Oh, no,
he's
I might be
yawning.
Paying for it
he's
for a little while.
He's yawning.
I might be paying
really?
For it.
Tell him he's your bud.
You're a bud.
Hi, bud. Hi, buddy.
Yeah, you're going to pay for it.
He's going to have a little nap.
Yeah. See, yeah, he's always boy. Smart. He's like, yeah, you try that again, then you get some licks.
Hey, Taggart.
Hey, where are you? What?
It's time for us to get writing songs it for is. The album.
We are, yeah.
It's well, unbelievable.
We have 10 skeleton forms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all our favorite characters are going to show up. And Tim is going to help us, right?
Yeah, he is.
He's going to be the Tim engineer.
Oxford Bods. He's going to help us engineer the rocket science.
Because a lot of people don't know, but he studied that, didn't he? That's his background.
Well, he did it a lot for the early Arkells recordings, and he's always been heavily involved with engineering on their albums, if not doing it himself. He works with amazing people, and he, by now, I'm sure he's got some mad skills in the studio, so it'll be great to have him.
You're not lying. See you next week, bud.
Oh, wow, I thought you were going to say kidding. Hey, bud. Happy Halloween, bud.
Happy Halloween,
be
bud.
Safe out there. Be safe Don't out there, mess bud. Around with the candies.
Watch for tiny trick-or-treaters.
And tiny razor blades in the trick-or-treats.
Oh, dear.
Bananas are potassium. Bananas are yellow. Bananas,
bananas come in bunches. Sometimes there's tarantulas in them. But